Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm your host, Jeff Gavin, and I am a librarian at North County Regional Library, and I'm also working on the digital branch. My co-host is Beth Pierce. She is a technical services librarian here at Main Library. Say hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
If you need more information about branches, go to www.cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. It's that time of year when students go back to school, including adult students, and there are many adults that want to learn without getting a degree, or need to learn skills for the job market. Your public library system has lots of programs and resources to help adults on their journey to learn new things and prepare them for the future. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about programs and resources available through the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library system that can help adults to continue their education or learn skills for the job market, even after they finish high school or college. With us today, we have Detrice Fox. She is a librarian in the Job Help Center here at Main Library, which is 310 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is where we're recording from. Say hi, Detrice.
Hi, guys.
We also have Dave Sniffen, the Adult Services Coordinator for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library and the Interim Manager for the Job Help Center. Dave's also located here at Main Library. Say hi, Dave.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Good morning, Detrice. Hope you're doing well. As Jeff said, I coordinate services for adults for the library system. So that entails looking at potential presenters, vetting them with a team of librarians, and then seeing which of our 20 branches is interested in that particular program. I'm also, at the moment, interim manager for the Job Help Center. While they're in a period of transition, the old manager retired, and they're having a new position come on board soon. So thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks, Dave. Detrice, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a librarian in the Job Help Center, where I focus most of my day on working with customers from a service point and ensuring that they have all the support they need when using the computers in our lab.
Gotcha.
In addition to that, I teach most of the workforce development classes that are offered in the Job Help Center, as well as I do the career coaching through what's called a career development intensives.
So we're going to find out from these library experts some specifics on how the library can help adults to continue their education and jobs with library resources for adults. So like Detrice said, she's going to talk about career and work-related opportunities at the library. First, let me ask you this, Detrice. What kind of help are people that come into the Job Help Center usually looking for?
Generally, if people come directly into the Job Help Center and they're just looking for work, they've probably been on the same job for years.
Okay.
So they don't know where to begin. And that's where the staff comes into play. We make sure that they have the skills that they need to actually navigate job applications online, that they know where to go to search for jobs, and that they actually know how to, you know, complete a resume.
Right.
So we do have a link that we direct them to. It's a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/CML resume builder.
Okay.
And it directs them to Got Resume Builder, where they can build a resume for free. They can download it to a Word document or a PDF, and they can even email it to themselves all for free.
Oh, great. So that's just a really easy tool then to create their resume.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen, are they getting good results from that website on the actual resume?
Yes, it's easy to use. It's very intuitive for the customer, especially if they are new at using computers. So I like it for that reason.
Yeah.
And they like it because they can just email it to themselves.
Cool.
Or you know, right, download it so that they can manipulate it in Word. So
right,
it's a really good resource.
Okay, so it is downloadable in
yes,
Word,
mm-hmm,
so it's easy to go back and edit.
Right.
I'm just curious now, having helped a lot of people with resumes in the past, does it use Does it use tables in the templates?
It does use tables in the templates. That's the unfortunate part. I really dislike the tables. It makes it hard to manipulate the document.
Right.
But of course, when it's downloaded, once you get all your information in, you can remove the formatting of the tables, but then it'll be much more work to go back and
change. It's the same problem you have with Microsoft Word resumes.
Right. But instead of templates. Yeah. But instead of being in Microsoft Word and manipulating the template, typing in and that type of thing, it's like you're setting up the resume in a form, which is going to format the resume for them.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So it sounds pretty easy.
Yeah.
And it sounds like even if you have to go back, it might be just as easy to start from scratch
instead of trying to edit an old one. You actually can create an account with that link and you can revisit the website. Like if you don't have the resume in your email anymore, you can always revisit that website, sign in with your email address and password, and it takes you right back in so you can make any changes you need to make.
And of course, you know, Detrice is here to help people who are having trouble with editing their resume. Thanks, Detrice. Okay, so Detrice, what programs do we have that people that come in didn't know they should be looking for or are surprised to find out about?
Right now, a lot of people are discovering that the Career Development Intensives program that I offer on Thursdays, which is basically like a career coaching, is very useful to them. People get a 1 hour with me to sit down. We either work on resumes, we do mock interviewing, or we do career coaching where we work out a plan for their job search. And I usually have repeat customers for that. And I've had a lot of great outcomes from doing that. I get a lot of feedback from customers about the program. They're really excited. And that program is held on Thursdays from 12 to 3. It's in high demand.
Yeah.
So mostly every Thursday it's booked up. You can register 7 days in advance of the program. So it's really exciting for me because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for customers because they're getting some results that they hadn't seen before.
Detrice, what's the value on that? What do you think people pay for that in the professional world?
In the professional world, people pay $200 to $300 to meet with career coaches.
Wow. So it's a one-on-one.
It is a one-on-one.
And they pretty much pick what they want to talk about when they come in.
Yes.
Okay. How do people do with the mock interviews? Are they awkward at first, or
they're awkward? I do ask that they send me a job description of a job that they would like to apply for, and their resume, so that I can prepare ahead of time. I don't like to go into these sessions without advanced information because I feel like it would be a waste of their time. So I do spend a lot of time doing research for questions for certain industries or types of jobs that they look for if they're looking to do a mock interview.
Good. So a lot of prep work on your end.
Yeah.
And do they ever come back and say, oh, Detrice, I got this job?
Yeah, I get emails. I get note cards in the mail. People still use snail mail, guys.
They do.
They do. They send things in the mail. But I got a Facebook message a few weeks ago from a young lady that I was working with. She got a job in New York as a social media manager for a nonprofit, which was really exciting because I met with her about 4 times.
Yeah.
And she really worked the plan that we put together.
Great. So what would be like a typical outline for a plan, maybe?
First is identifying what they really want to do and knowing the direction they want to go. And setting that up and then setting up weekly goals to meet the ultimate plan.
Right.
So like that young lady that got the job in New York, we decided, she said, you know, I really can't get a job. I'm having a hard time finding a job here in North Carolina. She's working at McDonald's and she had just graduated from Fayetteville State University. And she got a degree in creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just really fed up with that. And she felt like there was not a market for writers here in Charlotte. So it's really a holistic type of thing that happens because it started with what are the steps that you need to take to get the money together to move to New York, if that's what you want to do. And so we start from that, like what she needs to do to get there. Then we work on the career development and we work on the plan to move. And we work on what you do when you get there. So I found a lot of internships internships for her. She worked on an internship for about 3 months when she got there. And then she was hired as social media manager at a different nonprofit after that.
Great. So really comprehensive.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So Detrice, how can customers get help in preparing for their jobs and careers from the library? So basically, what kind of other programs does the Job Help Center or other library job help centers offer to help people find jobs or careers?
As far as I know, the other job centers with the library, they offer a lot of one-on-one help with tech tutoring, as well as one-on-one job help as far as applications, helping customers fill out applications.
Yeah.
I met with a guy to help him review his resume, and he's like, "Well, can you help me with my portfolio?" He's like, he's into video production. So this creates relationships, ongoing relationships with people. Like, we've been in constant contact through email, with me giving him suggestions on the types of artifacts that he needs to use for his portfolio. He's supposed to come back at the end of the month to, you know, really work on that with me.
So you need to know basically a little bit about every kind of job.
Yeah, it seems like it. We also offer self-care in the midst of change. And that is being led by our in-house meditation experts, Pam Turner.
Okay.
She works in the Job Help Center, and people don't realize the importance of meditation when doing job search. So it's very important that, you know, people come for her programs because she is very good at what she does. We also have the Confidence Factor with Erica Spradley. She is an outside presenter. She probably does it every few months. She will be speaking with customers about behavioral-based interviewing and the best tips and suggestions for getting through that.
Okay. You mentioned technology tutor. So what kind of technology classes are people needing to take these days to break into the job market or change jobs?
Nowadays, well, it's always kind of been that people want Excel. It's like there is something about Excel that job seekers really want to know about the program, and they feel like it's going to give them a one-up in the job market. And so the Job Help Center does offer Excel Basics and Excel Intermediate.
Okay.
And that is being taught by Shantae Namos, who is an Excel beast. She's awesome at what she does.
Well, she does a pivot tables class too, right?
Yes, she does do a pivot tables class. Yeah.
And I don't even think most people even know what that is.
We also, like I said, we do a lot of technology tutors one-on-one. It happens on Saturdays, every other Saturday, in the Job Help Center. Customers get about 30 minutes with a volunteer that goes over whatever the customer wants to learn.
Right.
As far as technology is concerned. And that could be a digital device or a computer.
Okay.
You just never know.
And the technology tutor classes are at all branches,
Yeah. The next job fair, if you miss our fall job fair, will be held in March.
Oh, okay.
And we usually have over 400 job seekers come and over 30 employers that we connect with to get them to come and meet with customers. So it's really exciting. It's an exciting time for the Job Help Center. We just like to see people get hired and go on and be great.
All right. That's great. All right, so Detrice, tell me, how do you find out about these opportunities, or how do you access these opportunities?
Well, the library's website, cmlibrary.org, if you go down to calendar, you can, if you type in the careers or jobs and careers, you can find programs all across the 20 branches of workforce development and career development programs.
Okay.
We also utilize other platforms like Meetup, the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library Meetup, as well as MeetShare Connect. That's also another meetup that the library uses. And Eventbrite. We do put programs on Eventbrite.
Okay. So lots of ways to find out.
Yes.
Now let me just take a quick look at the website. Okay, so we're going to cmlibrary.org, and then we're going to hit the calendar button.
Yes.
Okay, and then I see there's tags on the top right. And you can scroll down to...
Yeah. You scroll down to whatever you're looking for. If it's a...
Job/careers.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And it shows you all the branches.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pick a branch. Great.
Sure. Yes.
All right. I know a lot of people aren't going to have time to come into the library. What kind of resources can they access from home that would do similar type things that we do in the Job Help Center or at the branches?
So the library has a few resources that can be accessed from the Charlotte Maker Burke Library website. One of those resources is tutor.com. And as long as you have a library card and you know your PIN number, you can access tutor.com from the library's website from home.
Oh, okay.
And so as far as job resources that they have on tutor.com, you have the opportunity to connect with the career coach. This is new to me. I did not know this. You can connect with the career coach on tutor.com. You can get at least 10 sessions a week.
Wow.
Using that. You can also submit your resume for review.
Okay.
And you can search job resources on there. So anything that you could probably find on Google, you could find there as well.
Did you look at the job coach at all? Do you think they're covering the same material you're covering?
I found that they only do it during a certain time during the day.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't, I was kind of offline.
Right.
I got you. So I didn't get to see what they were doing. But, I mean, it's good to know. It's good information for people to know if they can't get into the library to do career development intensive. So.
Okay.
Detrice, can you talk a little bit about the Job Help Center's resume review?
Service. Yeah, so the Job Help Center does have a resume review service. If you email your resume to jobhelpcenter@cmlibrary.org, your resume will be distributed to someone on our resume review team, and they will review it 3 to 5 business days. They will get back with you to have you come in and sit down and go over the feedback that they have for your resume. Now, we don't write the resumes, but we do review them and help you improve your resumes. So,
okay.
That's important. It's important to empower people to be able to do it themselves. So by giving them the feedback that they need, they can go back and apply what they've learned.
Right. So if they get their resume back with notes, what does that kind of look like?
There may be very extensive notes. There may be they may not need a lot of help on their resume. It may be something as simple as, depending on the jobs, if you feel like you're not getting jobs with this resume.
Yeah.
Then maybe you're not using the strategies like utilizing keywords from the job posting.
Okay.
Those types of things. One of the things that I do request when I do a resume review is I will email the customer and ask them, okay, so what type of job are you trying to look for with this resume?
Right.
So that I can have an idea of how to direct them on you on improving their resume.
All right. Great. So it was the email is jobhelpcenter@cmlibrary.org.
That's correct. Thanks for that, Dave.
So, and you can also do that at tutor.com. Okay. Any other resources?
The Ferguson Career Guidance Center, you can access that as well on the library's website, cmlibrary.org. Scroll down to resources.
Okay.
Access now. It's a resource for exploration and planning that offers career information, industry, and professional articles.
Okay.
I believe that it also has a resume builder. I'm not familiar with it, though, because I'm such a fan of the one we use in the Job Help Center.
Gotcha. And what was that one again?
That is the Got Resume Builder, which can be accessed through our bit.ly, bit.ly/CML Resume Builder.
All right. Cool. So, Detrice, do you find that people ever use actual newspapers to find jobs, or... do companies ever do job applications that are not online anymore?
So I have not seen where people are coming to check out our newspapers to look for jobs. They are looking for information. They just want to stay up to date on what's happening in Charlotte. There are some companies that do still accept paper applications.
Really?
They are few and far between.
Right.
But they do accept, there are some companies that do still accept paper applications. I'm trying to think of one, Auto Bell.
Okay.
Ah. Yes. So Auto Bell does take paper applications. Of course, the customer will have to know how to use navigate the computer to get to the application so that they can print it.
Okay.
But they do have applications.
Okay. Not well, Auto Bell probably doesn't want the computers to get wet, so they don't have to be in their office, right?
But even a job like bagging groceries nowadays, you have to do an online application. Yes,
very much so. And those are some of the most difficult job applications for customers to get through.
Why is it so difficult?
I don't know. It's just not really intuitive for the customer. It's all over the place. Yeah. A lot of steps.
I helped somebody last week and it was a struggle for me. I kind of know what I'm doing. Okay. Yeah, you're typing it out, but you know, your education and then the asterisks and make sure you have everything.
Mm-hmm.
This particular gentleman didn't have the numbers formatted the correct way on a telephone number.
Yeah.
He forgot the dashes and they require a dash. So it's like,
yeah. Most job applications will give you a preview of what the formatting is. And a lot of people aren't paying attention to that stuff. They should. I always tell people to really read your screen.
Okay.
A lot of times when they are not moving forward in the application process is because they haven't filled out required information or they just haven't formatted something correctly. So the application will always tell you what you're doing, and you just have to what you're doing wrong, and you just have to read the screen to find out so you can move forward.
Well, it's a good thing you guys are there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so Dave and Detrice, thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else you all want to talk about or want to tell us about?
Well, one thing I always share is that, you know, we really appreciate the support and your tax dollars. And we've already got your tax dollars, so please come use us.
Okay, so thank you for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for our next episode. We'll talk about learning circles. And then later on, we'll be talking about STEAM, which is Science, Technology, Education, Art, and Math.
And for more information, as always, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check out the library's calendar and resource pages. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram at cmlibrary, and also using the hashtag cmlibrary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.